888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. Where are you from, Dan?
I live in New York City in Manhattan.
No kidding.
I have a 1996 Volkswagen Jetta with a bit over 150,000 miles. And my problem is that car doesn't go in reverse.
It doesn't.
That's all right.
No, and it hasn't went in reverse for about the last 4 years.
Oh, and you've been managing in New York City?
Yeah.
Oh, you just keep going around the block.
Well, sort of, yeah, endlessly, perhaps.
And now you're fed up with it.
Well, kind of, yeah. It makes for all sorts of interesting situations.
Oh, but, I'll bet it does.
Yeah.
So you live in the city, so you have to park this thing, and you have to move it for street cleaning and...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So how do you park this thing? I mean, I could imagine...
You're always going to have two spaces, and you stop in the middle.
Two spaces.
Well, basically, I think I know the laws of gravity better than most people at this point.
So all this, you pull up into the adjacent to the spot you want, or like you would ordinarily do, and then you count on the crown of the road being pitched toward
yes,
the curb
exactly.
to
yes.
very slowly. Do you ever have to open the door and help a little bit with a push of the sneaker?
Yes, I have to do Flintstone style once in a while, yes.
It's perfect.
And for 4 years you've been doing this.
Yeah, it's no fun at all. So,
I'm sure you've educated a lot of our listeners who have this same problem and didn't know that they could park.
Didn't know it was possible.
Yeah.
So if you could do it for four, what's another couple of years? How much longer can this car last?
Well, that's the thing. So I'm wanting to know from you, gentlemen, if this is worth fixing or if you can tell me roughly what the problem is, if you know.
Wait, is this a stick shift or a...
Yeah, it's a manual.
Yeah.
When you try to put it into reverse...
Does it go?
Does it actually go into reverse or does it seem like it's a no man's land?
Well, no. In the past, over the 4 years, it would, like, catch, so you would get something, but... Now you put it into reverse, and it just goes like, like this whirring noise, and it doesn't go anywhere. So,
you know why? Because you're almost in reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not quite.
Not quite. And you're just in far enough to grind up the gears in the transmission, which you've been doing for...
Which you've done for 4 years, and that's the end of them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I mean, because at some point you must have abandoned that strategy. And just use the gravity thing.
Right.
Well, there are only two possibilities here.
Yeah.
One is that it's internal. That's inside the transmission, in which case it's many, many hundreds to fix it. And you will continue using Isaac Newton to help you park.
Right.
The other possibility, and the more likely one actually, is that it's the linkage.
Okay.
And there's a rod, basically, that runs from the shifter, the thing that you handle inside the car.
Okay. Right.
And it attaches to the transmission. And via a bunch of other little pieces of linkage. So when you put the thing in neutral, you allow one little piece of that linkage to operate first and second gear. So when you shift from first to second, you're moving one thing in and then another thing out of the transmission, a little push rod, so to speak. And then when you go to third and fourth, you're moved over an inch or so to get third and fourth, and you're moving another one. And reverse is yet another one when you've moved. I think reverse in your car is all the way over to the left and up.
Exactly.
You remember it, even after all these years of it not working.
Well, actually, once in a while, I accidentally slip and put it in reverse, but luckily it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but you're going to be really ticked off when you discover that this is fixable in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it may be that there are actually rubber bushings, that support the shaft and the linkage, and it may be that one or more of these is worn out.
Okay.
So it's either something like that. Or it's inside. Now, when I say something like that, it could also be a worn-out motor mount or the fact that the rear motor mount on the transmission has sagged and has thrown everything out of whack. I imagine the other gears are a little challenging to get into, or are they just normal?
No, they're pretty good, actually.
They're pretty good?
Huh.
Well, you might be cooked. Well, you once in a while must take it in for an oil change or something, right?
Right.
Yeah, I would take it to a shop that is familiar with Volkswagens because adjusting these linkages is a little tricky.
Okay.
And what you may find out when they're all done is that you have reverse and none of the other gears.
Yeah, then you can do everything in reverse. That actually might be a little better.
That's the biggest risk you have. But I think if they know what they're doing, they'd be able to get all the gears for you. And if they can't, then it's internal. Good luck, Dan.
All right, thanks so much.
Is your left leg bigger than your right leg from driving this car?
Well, kind of, yeah. It's pretty good.
Well,
thanks
good
so much.
Good luck, man.
Right. I have a lot of patience to drive around Manhattan for 4 years, not being able to back up.
Oh, imagine you see that plum parking space, and it's between you and some guy in a brand new, Mini.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm going to beat him. No, I'm not beating anyone anywhere.